And so if you do the math, you can figure out, you know, how much you use in a year. You don't want to make, you know, 20 gallons of hot sauce if you're not going to eat in the course of a year. So just keep that in mind. And then, like I said, with the growing part, you can certainly go out and buy pepper plants. If your plants don't make it, or you run out of time this spring, you're not able to get seed started, you could certainly take what I'm going to tell you and just go to the farmer's market and buy peppers. Nothing wrong with that too. That's actually how Maggie and I really got started with homesteading. As we used to live in Wauwatosa, we had a young son, and we would take him and his cousins to U-Pick strawberry places. And we'd end up with these flats of strawberries, and we had to do something with them. And so we started making strawberry jelly. And so going to the farmer's market and buying peppers is perfectly fine. It gives you a chance to learn a new skill. And so for preserving food, particularly liquid foods, there's really three methods that you can use. One is water bath canning. And that is what probably everyone in the room is familiar with, where you take your ball jar, you put on your two-piece lid, you process it in a pot of boiling water, or if you're using an atmospheric steam canner, and then you're relying on vinegar to be really the preservative. And I'm not going to really talk about water bath canning because there's a ton of resources out there, and so I would direct you to those. But I will say that I did find a really good taco sauce recipe in a Better Homes and Garden canning book, and I'll talk about that a little later. But if you want to do hot sauce strictly with water bath canning, that's a great starting point. The second way that you can preserve food is through pressure canning. And that's done with pH neutral foods. So green beans, chicken stock, those sorts of things. And I'm not going to talk about that as well because you don't need to use that for hot sauce. So if you're hoping that hot sauce would be an entree to learn how to do pressure canning, you're going to have to can something else. Maybe go get some rotisserie chicken and make chicken stock. So the third way, which I am going to talk about, is fermentation. And this is how sriracha is made. I think it's how Frank's hot sauce is made. A lot of the commercial sauces are made through fermentation. And it's simply a biological process where you're using microorganisms to turn your food into other kinds of food. And it's used for all sorts of things, making cheese, the yeast in bread, making beer, making kimchi, sauerkraut, all those sorts of things. And it's an anaerobic process, so it's done in the absence of oxygen, and it produces carbon dioxide. And one of the other products it produces is lactic acid. And that acid is what lowers the pH. In addition to the salt brine that you're using in your ferment, those together are what provides the preservation part of it.